This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said on Saturday that military operations in the restive region of Tigray are complete and federal troops now control the regional capital. That's a major development in a month of violence between the rebel Tigray People's Liberation Front and Abiy's government troops. Abiy's government has been trying to quell the rebellion by the powerful ethnic faction that dominated the central government for decades until he came to power in 2018. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed, and nearly 44,000 have fled to Sudan in a conflict that has called into question whether Abiy can hold together fractious ethnic groups in Ethiopia, Africa's second most populous country. Meantime, the leader of Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, said his group is not giving up. He told Reuters news agency, "This is about defending our right to self-determination." Abiy said federal police will continue searching for and detaining TPLF criminals, and that's his term, criminal, and would bring them to court. He called the offensive a, quote, law and order operation. It wasn't clear if any TPLF leaders have surrendered. Pennsylvania's highest court on Saturday night threw out a lower court's order preventing the state from certifying dozens of contests on its November 3 election ballot. It was the latest lawsuit filed by Republicans attempting to thwart Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's victory in the battleground state. VOA projects Biden to have won the presidential election, but the vote has not yet been certified by all U.S. states. You can keep up on that story and everything we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. And from Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Burkina Faso's leader has been unable to secure a parliamentary majority despite winning the presidential election earlier this week, the country's electoral commission announced. Roch Marc Christian Kabore's party won the first round of the election, with his People's Movement for Progress gaining 56 seats, falling short of the 64 needed for an outright majority and the 127-seat body. That means Kabore will have to depend on allies such as the New Era for Democracy, which supported his candidacy, to pull together a majority. The Congress for Democracy and Progress gained 20 seats, becoming the main opposition party, with the Union for Progress and Change taking 12. That's all according to the Independent National Electoral Commission's projections. Kabore, who is 63, tweeted on Saturday that the leader of the opposition had congratulated him on his win, but opposition parties had earlier said the vote was marked by fraud and flawed procedures. Montenegro and Serbia have expelled each other's ambassadors over a historical dispute dating back more than a century. That's according to reporting by the BBC. The Serbian ambassador to Montenegro, Vladimir Bozovic, was expelled after he described a decision by Montenegrin authorities in 1918 to unify with Serbia as a, quote, liberation. He was accused of, quote, interfering in Montenegro's internal affairs, and he was given 72 hours to leave the country. Montenegro's foreign ministry said Mr. Bozovic had belittled the state, which gave him a diplomatic immunity. It added he'd been given several verbal and written warnings. In return for Montenegro's action, Serbia expelled Montenegro's ambassador to Serbia, Tarzan Milosevic. The 1918 assembly ruled that Montenegro would become part of the Kingdom of Serbs, Croats, and Slovenes, which was later known as Yugoslavia. Suspected Boko Haram fighters killed at least 43 farm workers and injured six in rice fields near the northeast Nigerian city of Maiduguri on Saturday. That's according to anti-jihadist militia speaking to the French news agency. The assailants tied up the agricultural workers and slit their throats in the village of Koshobe, according to the militia. The victims are said to be laborers from Sokoto State in northwest Nigeria, roughly 1,000 kilometers away, who had traveled to the northeast to find work. Eight others are reported to be missing. Last month, Boko Haram militants slaughtered 22 farmers working in their irrigation fields near Maiduguri in two separate incidents. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.